The views expressed on this program are solely those of the speaker and do not reflect the views and opinions of Centennial Securities. Be reminded that this podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon for investment decisions. Happy Friday! Welcome to the Weekly Investment Podcast, where we discuss the week's must-know investment news and how it affects your money. I am your host, Walter. This week we discuss underwater mortgages, unemployment benefits, and May selling. It's been another exciting week in the investment world, so let's crack right into the news. According to data released on Thursday, about 1 in 37 homes in the U.S. is now considered seriously underwater. Where is the housing market struggling to keep its head above water? An underwater mortgage is a home loan with a higher principal balance than the market value of the home. The situation often occurs when property values are falling. Repercussions from an underwater mortgage include preventing the borrower from refinancing or selling the home unless they have the cash on hand to pay the loss. A seriously underwater mortgage is defined as a loan with at least 25% more owed than the estimated value of the property. The share of underwater mortgages ticked up slightly from the previous quarter, but still remains much lower than before the pandemic, when the rate was almost twice as high as it is now. Some southern states are seeing seriously underwater mortgages grow more than the rest of the country. West Virginia's share jumped to over 5%, Oklahoma to over 6%, and Kentucky's share jumped to over 8%. It is likely too early to infer a lot from these numbers, because the fall and winter months are typically slower for the real estate market, hurting demand. This year's spring buying season will reveal if a new trend is building. There is a mix of positive and negative factors at play, like the tight supply of homes for sale, but also mortgage rates that have climbed above 7% for a 30-year loan. For sure, the super hot market of the past few years is cooling off. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits jumped to its highest level in more than 8 months. Why do changes in the number of unemployment benefits matter? The Labor Department reported on Thursday that unemployment claims increased by 22,000 from the previous week. In total, about 1.8 million Americans are collecting jobless benefits, which is relatively low and not necessarily a cause for concern in and of itself. Though layoffs remain at low levels, companies have recently announced more job cuts, largely in technology and media. Google parent company Alphabet, Apple, and eBay have all recently announced layoffs. Other notable firms cutting jobs include Stellantis, Nike, and Tesla. Why this matters is because weekly unemployment claims are considered a proxy for the number of layoffs in a given week and a sign of where the job market is headed. So, changes in unemployment benefits are a leading economic indicator worth paying attention to. Combined with the worse-than-expected jobs report from last month, more unemployment claims signal a softening labor market. Sell in May and go away is an old stock adage. What truth is there to the saying, and how should you act on it? The saying is based on historical data that reveals the top-performing 6-month rolling period, on average, has been November through April. Hence, the saying investors should sell in May and go away, and then come back in November. Since 1990, the S&P 500 has gained an average of about 2% from May through October, compared with a roughly 7% average gain from November through April. The seasonal outperformance is not just in large cap stocks, but also in small cap and global stocks too. The adage also held true in the last year. The S&P 500 gained about 5% from May 1st to October 31st last year versus a 20% gain from November 1st, 2023 through April of 2024. So, should you sell this May? Not according to data from Bank of America. their analysis shows that June to August is the second strongest three-month period of the year, with the S&P 500 up 65% of the time, with an average return of just over 3%. Summertime and a presidential election year are even better, with the S&P 500 up 75% of the time from June to August, with an average return of over 7%. Finally, calendar stock market trends like sell in May do not account for the uniqueness of each period, the economic cycle, business cycle, and the general market environment that make one year different from the others. There are always good investment opportunities out there, and burying your head in the sand for 6 months is a great way to miss them. Next week, we dip into the WHIP email bag to answer one of your questions. Please send your questions to www.investwithwalter.com/contact and join us next Friday for that and much, much more. Thank you for listening, and please have a nice weekend when you get there. Talk to you next week.